Tani, to the top. Tani, right. Tani, chalitza mutes kashera. A chalitza given under false premises is kosher. Eze chalitza mutes, what's a false premise chalitza? Amrei Hashem in Lakish Kol Shomim L'Chalotz. We tell the guy, do chalitza v'niteres chachas mine, you can marry her eventually later on, which is of course an abject lie, because once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to marry her. But so we trick him into giving the chalitza. So says Gemara, no, I don't like that, says Rabbi Yochan. Amrei Yochan, emesh ha'isi yeshiv v'shoinim. Yesterday I was sitting learning, hu miskaven v'yeinu miskavenes. He has in mind to do proper chalitza, she does not, or he miskavenes v'yeinu miskaven, or if she has in mind for proper chalitza and he does not, lo'om chalitza subsula chalitza remains possible, achu shnei miskaven, until they both have the proper kavana. So therefore, in this case, certainly where he has the kavana that he's going to do this chalitza to marry her eventually, that's something not proper kavana, and that's no good. So elu chalitza mutes was considered to be a false premise chalitza that the koyin al-dait Rabbi Yochan, koyin Rabbi Yochan could still be good. Kol shein lo chalotz, anytime they say to a woman, do chalitza, vino senes chom me'emon, and she'll give you $100. So that's, you know, it's there. The trick is not in the actual chalitza process, but is in a peripheral item, the money, the payment, and therefore it's therefore that's okay. Ramana said, the thing is, if the Yavam says, I'm only doing the chalitza on the condition that I get those $100, then the sentence, then she must give it. Asu of the Kum Rav Huna. Well, case came from Rav Huna. And he tricked him giving chalitza with the promise that eventually he could marry her legitimately. So Rabbi Yochan heard about this, and Rabbi Yochan did not like this, because as he said before, that's not the type of false premises which are permitted. Chazar v'kafa v'cholotz lazman tanyos. He went back and compelled the guy to do a second chalitza. Compelled them to do a second chalitza. Chalitza. Asu the Kumi Rabbi Chia Barva. A case came from Rabbi Chia Barva. Vamily said to the Yavam, Bini, my son, Aisha Zos, Eina Rotzili Nasil Chaderech Yibum. She doesn't want to get married to you through Yibum. El Chalotzla, to do Chalitza Torah, Akor Zika Schavi Mena, remove your Zika from her, Bini says to Chal, she'll marry you Derech Nisuin through via regular marriage. So, which is a lie, of course, because once you do chalitza, now it's a marrier. I mean, the chalatz law, once the guy did chalitza, he said, in iti Moshe v'shmuel, if I made a basin with Moshe and Shmuel, greatest basin in Jewish history, lo shayla, we still couldn't allow it to her, allow it to you. So therefore, now of course here we asked, obviously Pascal Rabbi Yochan, that the chalitza done on the false premises is no good. But what it means is that he now no longer can live with, can do yibum, because since chalitza was done even though a false one, so chalitza psula renders her unfit to be misyabemes. So therefore he compelled the guy to give her now a proper chalitza after having given her the improper chalitza. Okay? The Koy Love, the Yavam, needless to say, was disgusted with this, and he said about Rabbi Chia Barba, Chachomim Himala Ara. They're smart when it comes to bad, these rabbis. They don't know how to do good. Alright, Istani Dani, Chalitza Gnai. Some say Chalitza is bad, you should do Yibum. Istani Dani, Chalitza Shva. Some say Chalitza is good, and you should not do Yibum. On Rav Chitza Chit said, Mandamar Chalitza Gnai, he who says Chalitza is bad, it's commissioned to be shown when they still used to encourage Yibum. Earlier, when people still did L'Shem Shemayim for the right reasons. Mandamar Chalitza Shvach, he says Chalitza is praiseworthy. Commissioned Achoina, like the later generations, when they already pushed Chalit, they pushed the chalitza because people are not doing yibum for the right reasons. So says the Gemara. Amrei Yisrael said, "If you tamer kamakam commissioner Rishoina, kamakam commissioner Achroina, makes a little difference historically. It depends who we're talking about." Makes a difference historically. It actually is an issue rather of how to interpret the Torah. Ma'anam al-chlitza g'nayu says chlitza is bad as ayday shepogam b'dover echmi ha-Torah. If you do chalitza, so you're damaging a certain mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Yibum, right? Yav avita b'goma, that's why the Torah says you should take a deficit, you should be denigrated. Nikrash mo b'Yisrael, and his name is called Na'am Yisrael, Beis Chalutz Hanau, the house of the removed shoe. So he's learned that when we call a guy Beis Chalutza now, that his house is the house that removes shoe, it's a denigration of that individual, right? It's derogatory. Ma'ale Machalitza Shvachi Otchalitza is praiseworthy. Ne'amar Kan Kriya, it says over here, calling v'ne'amar lo'halon v'kogei bohem shmi. It's an amazing comparison. I don't remember this from the Bavli, not that I know Yevamos very well, but it says here that by Yaakov it says, he says to Ephraim about Menashe, Ephraim Menashe, v'yikori b'em shmi v'shem avosai, right? They should be called by my name and name of my father's, Avraham Yitzchak. So that's a praiseworthy kriya. So my kriya shenema la'al and shvach, just like by Yaakov Avinu, that kriya was a wonderful, positive kriya, right? So too, over here, it's a wonderful, positive kriya. It's an honor and a dignity and a badge of honor to be called Beis Chalutza now, which is never the way I ever learned the Chumash. I always thought it's an indignity, but it turns out that it's a badge of honor. Okay, going to be in the whole Chalitza is better. Hajlach Mitzvah Chalitza, Beis Shammai Yemi. Beis Shammai says, Eim Emanim Ela Rusos. Now, we're shifting gears. We're leaving Yibum aside for the moment. We're doing Miyun. Miyun is...
That's the...
Well, that's the renouncing of the sword of marriage. When a minor girl is married off by her mother or brother as opposed to her father, she can just renounce her marriage before she reaches the age of majority. So there, the Beis Shammai puts all sorts of limitations on that. Beis Shammai Yomim, hey, me'am, imani, she's going to repudiate the marriage, elarusos, if she was only betrothed, but not if she was fully married to her husband. Even though she was still minor at the time. Beis Shammai, Arusas and Asus, even if she was fully married, she could still repudiate her marriage. Beis Shammai, Bebal, Beis Shammai says it's only while her husband is alive, but if she's already fallen in front of for Yibum, so it's already too late, she can't do Miyun anymore. Beis Shammai, Bebal, the Yavam, both by so she can repudiate vis-a-vis the husband and vis-a-vis the Yavam. Beis Shammai, in front of it's got to be to his face. Beis Shammai, Befun of Shalafon, it could be to his face or not to his face. Beisharim, base has to be repudiated and based in. Also, mean base of Shalafon, based in, it doesn't have to be done, basically, even done in the middle of the marketplace.
A girl can be do miyun even 4 or 5 times. Each time her brother or mother marries her off, she can do miyun.
Amrulem Beisharim said, no, they can't do that. Ain Benos Yisrael Efker, Jewish girls are not. Freely available. El Memayanis, she does Memayan, Miyun. Umam Tenesar Chetakdir, she waits till she grows up again. And then Memayachim to mine, not that she does Miyun again, the Pnei Moshe explains, but rather she should wait till she grows older, Achetagdil, Vitinose, and then she can get married then. But she should not get married again as a young girl. So the question is whether what actually happens. Gemara is going to discuss Kohen Beis Shammai if she does get married again when she's a young girl, and what happened, why did Beis Shammai actually choose in here the language of Tinase and not Tisares? The Gemara is going to discuss why he chose that one language over the other, but not yet. Tamati, we learned over there. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abba said, "Hey, Chamisha Dvarim in Masechta Edios." Which is Masechta Mishnayos only. Rabbi Barabba testified 5 things, and one of them is Shemayin Esaktanos, that you can do repudiation of marriage by minors. So the question is that Val Edus Chokin, how can they are Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue about something which was testified? Now I'm not aware of this principle, or at least I don't remember such a principle, but it seems from the Yerushalmi that anything which it says in Masechta Edios, that hey, so-and-so I testified that there can be no machlokism about it. So that's why the Ushami is asking here, how is there machlokism about something which is discussed in Masechta Edios, right? So it says, Gemara, no, al ikra edus chokin. The question was the parameters of the testimony. The testimony is just that there was miyun. The question is what the parameters are. Who can do miyun? But certainly everybody agrees that there is miyun, right? Question is what the primary testimony was. Beisil says the primary testimony was Eimayin in El Arusos. You can only do immune if the woman is just still betrothed. Beisil Omrim, now Arusos says whether she's betrothed or married. Bekashal Beisil. Now, the says Gemara, I have difficulty in Beisil like this. Nisuin Hitira.
Nisuyim makes it permissible for husband, right? She's allowed to live with him as husband and wife. V'zakei b'mitzias, and he now merits her, anything which he finds of, he finds of, which she finds, that she's walking down the street or whatever. U'maisedeh, any handiwork she produces, he gets that benefit. U'fa'afaris the Duran, he can annul her vows. Kishtul chodover, bekitzer, she's his wife in all matters. V'atamarachin, you say you can still do, she can still do mion after an isuin, after the full marriage? Doesn't make sense? Says the Gemara, top of Ayin Amin Alf. No, it makes sense. Mishalcha nosnulach. They gave you from your own measure. Meaning that's what the Bavli calls heim omru v'heim omru. The rabbis are the one who said that there's such a rabbinic level marriage of marrying a girl via her mother or brother. So they're the ones who also could say, define that you could repudiate it at any given time, even after the marriage has already reached the stage of nisuin, a full marriage. So, and that's what it says here. Bedina yashal law yu nisa nisuin. Really, the law, strict letter of the law, should require that a marriage not be a valid marriage altogether. Veda mushi yu nisa nisuin. They're the ones who said, the rabbi said, that a marriage is about marriage. So they also have the right to say, once they're the ones in charge, that she can do miyun and go out. Maita the Beis Shammai. What's the logic of Beis Shammai, who says that you can only do miyun before you have full marriage, only in state of erusin? Because it says Beis Shammai, say you can do miyun once you reach a state of nisuin. That's not nice. I said, kol abilu shabal bilas nusin, retroactively, all the relations they had once since the time of nisuin were considered to be licentious relations. Now, we don't want to make a person's relations licentious. It's not nice. Amar Rabbi Avin, even retroactively, Rabbi Avin said, I said to Beis Shammai, Rabbi Lezer. What Beis Shammai says is going to look Rabbi Lezer. The Tire of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Afaponi abal apriya, an unencumbered male who has relations with an unencumbered female, shalosh shem issues not for the purpose of marriage, harezu bilaznus, it's a licentious relationship. So therefore, if we nullify the marriage retroactively, after that relations, it's not nice because we're making a whole bunch of licentious relations retroactively. Says the Gemara, Adam Ras teaches us of Romian, Romian is suing, since it's only, you know, it's not nice. We don't want to retroactively consider all of his relations as if they were licentious, you know, fornication, stuff like that. So since it's only a not nicety, so therefore it teaches us that Avra Miyana Nesuin, if she transgresses and does do Miyan from full-blown marriage, Al de Beis Shammai, going to Beis Shammai, so then the question is what the proper girsa is here. So the Shari Torah Yisrael learns that it should be Ein Miyun Amiyunin. Since it's only a not nice, a Miyun Amiyunin. He takes out the word ain. So it's just a not nicety, so therefore her miyun is a valid miyun. But it's not necessary to learn that way. It's although later on we're going to actually learn that there is such opinion, that Ibn Shami who says you shouldn't do miyun after marriage, after full-blown marriage, holds to be the end, it's okay. It's possible to say that because of Eid Adam Osa Bilas or Bilas Nus, so therefore, since that is a very high value, and therefore we do not allow miyun to take place once they had relations, because of not making the licentious relations. Okay, but as I said, we'll come back to that on Ayin Amud Beis. Nichlus al chupa v'lo nivalo. So this is where, let's assume, whatever the b'dievet, you can't do miyun after marriage or not. What happens if she went into the chupa v'lo nivalo, but she hasn't yet had relations with her husband? Mat avalo, at that point, can she do miyun? Karuso kinesua. If she liked Aruso, could still do miyun because there never was any relations between the two of them yet, because they only went to the chuppah and they didn't actually have relations yet. Or do I say no, that since she could have had relations already, so therefore it's too late and therefore we don't allow miyun anymore, according to Beis Shammai? Similarly, the opposite question. Aruso should be Yehuda. The fiancés in Yehuda, where there was some hanky-panky which used to go on between the betrothal and the marriage, right? So what do you do there? Shalibo Gaspar, they were overly familiar. Mat Avala, what status do we give the woman? Karusa, is she given the status of a regular woman who's only betrothed, not married, who's not having relations, and therefore she can do miyun? Or do I say that since in Yehuda they had hanky panky, so therefore can sue her, she's like she's fully married, and therefore she cannot do miyun anymore, according to Beis Shammai? Now, we don't answer either of these questions. We go on and we say, Nires Shalolamayim. What happens if she already was in a situation that she was able to, she was not able to be Mimayim?
Well, I forgot what the case is. Pnei Moshe explains. Where is it?
Yeah. The case is like this. She was married already one time by her father. Okay, this is a very important thing because it's going to come up several times again. She was married by her father. And if she's married off by her father, then there's no meal. Because if she's married off by her father, that's a Torah level kiddushin. The Torah level kiddushin, no meal is real possible. She has to get a get. So let's say she's married by her father, and then she technically got a get. But now she's a free agent. Her father has no right to marry her off again because the father only, it's a one-time deal for the father. So now she got a get. Now she wants to marry herself. Right? And she's allowed to marry herself. The Rabbanan, not the Raisa, because the Raisa, the only person who can marry a minor off is her father. But she can get married herself, Mid Rabbanan. So let's say she does get married herself, Mid Rabbanan. So now, the second time around, can she do Miyun or not? Okay? Do I say that since she's like the Bavli calls her, Yisoyma B'chaya of, an orphan in her father's lifetime, and therefore, though she has parents as if she doesn't have parents, though she has parents as if she doesn't have a father, and therefore she can repudiate, or do I say no, that since her father's still alive, so she can't repudiate, even though her father no longer has rights to marry her off? So it says, Nishmina Minato, let's start from here. Kitana, she see Avia, a child who's married off by her father, Vinny's Garsha, and she got divorced. So now she's a free agent. When she went to marry herself off, Afilu Kay, Choseh, Esumimayanes. Nevertheless, she can go and do me in again. Right? She has the right to do it. But says when my time in the Beis Shammai, what's the logic of Beis Shammai, who says that it's going next by the Mishnah, where it says that Beis Shammai holds you can only do me vis-a-vis the husband, not vis-a-vis the yavam, if the husband already died. And so is it what? You can only do miyun vis-a-vis the husband. If the husband died and now she's in front of a yavam, so Beis Shammai says you can't do miyun anymore. Why? The husband she married with her will, by her own free will, or by her mother or brother's free will, that husband she can repudiate. However, it wasn't her free choice, right? It's an act of heaven. So I ain't a man, she can't do me. Matai Beisil. So what's like Beisil says you do Yimun even against the Yavam. So says, well, I'll tell you. Good question. And be equally managed if she can do Yimun on the primary husband, right, who is now 6 feet under. Lokosh can be obviously certainly can do Yimun on the Yavam. Rabbi Elchamar, Mema Enes he be Yavam. Lakor Zikas Hames. Right, she can do miyun on her yavam to uproot. This, by the way, truth and honesty, truth in advertising. This entire next sugi until Amud Beis is already previously in the first parak halacha Beis with some slight but significant differences. So in any event, this is a chazara. Then Rabbi Elchamar menesi biyavam lakor zikas hames. She can do miyun on the yavam to uproot the zika from the dead body, the affinity with the dead person. Latir tzar lavia. So that means if her co-wife, let's say she was a yavama to her father, right? Actually, she had married her uncle, right? So now she's forbidden, of course, to as a yavama to now be misyabemis to her father, and since she's a tzara, who's an erva, so her co-wife is also forbidden. But if she's a minor, then she can repudiate her marriage, and then her co-wife can marry the yavam, which is this woman's father, but not related to the other co-wife. Okay? So you can uproot the marriage by, and also kal chamea, similar situation, if she herself was a daughter-in-law, but it was a daughter-in-law by a derabbanan marriage, then now she wants to be permitted to be misyabemis to her uncle, so then she can repudiate her marriage to her rabbinic marriage and go be misabemis by her father-in-law. So in any event, the bottom line is Rabbi Yochanan holds you can make mune against Zika. Rav Hashem and Lugash Tarbeinu in the boat says, Einam in my enes, Yavam, you can't do even against the Yavam. Of course, because I'm a brute, the affinity to caused by the dead person. Matia Tzor Lavia, to allow a co-wife to this woman who's doing Mion's father. L'chal Chamir, or allow this woman who's doing Mion herself to her father-in-law by rejecting her marriage. So in any event, the bottom line here is an interesting one. As we mentioned when we learned the first paragraph, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chalit is a Ptur. And Zika is a real thing. Chalitza is exempt, but Zika is real. So therefore, Zika is a form of marriage. So just like you can do miyun against the actual marriage, you do miyun against the Zika. Reish Lakish holds Chalitza is a Kenyan. That means that Zika is nothing, because Chalitza is a Kenyan. So therefore, there's not a strong enough marriage in relationship between her and her Yavam that she can do miyun against the Yavam. Because miyun has to be done against a marriage, and she's not married to the other, since Zika, according to Reish Lakish, is not really significant. Okay? So let's go on further. Rav Shimon Lakish can be Shammai. Oh, it's a question. Rav Shimon Lakish can be Shammai, the Beshamim Babal. Our question is, if that's the case, Rav Shimon Lakish is going like Beshamai. Because Beshamai says you can only do meal while your husband's alive, but not to the other. Says Marno. Monica, what are we talking about? Iba Meres, Irshulub, and he's suing. If the guy, the child says, the minor, you know, who was married by her mother or brother, says to a Yavam, I don't want to marry to you, you rotten fink, and lo, and I don't want to marry to your dead brother either. Everybody agrees. She cares that uproots the marriage. Okay? Both the marriage and the Yavam. Even Reish Lakish and Rav agree that. Right? No question. Ella Kenukim. Her question is like this. Well, Mary, she says, if she binisuin. It just says, I don't want to be married. So what does she mean by that? The argument is actually, how do we touch that up? How do we explain that? Rabbi Yochanan says, it's ke'om merit. It's like she says, if she binisuin, I don't want to be married to you, not to your deceased brother, and therefore it's a valid meal. Rabbi Shimulosh, they both say, call marriage as if she say, if she even is Suech, I don't want to marry you, you stinker. I'm in the Suech, but your dear departed brother, who I loved so much, Rotsani, to whom at him I want to be married. So therefore, that's not valid, because if she wants to do Mionash, she's doing against the currently existing affinity, which was only to the live brother in law, not to her dead husband. Okay? Masisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan, the following Brisa seems to argue Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Vikulane Mesu, actually I think it's a Mishnah, but whatever it is, Mishnah Brisa, says, Vikulane Mesu Amianu, all these women, if they die, or they repudiate the marriages, on these garish, or got divorced, Oshnimsa Alanis, they're found to be Alanis, Tarasan, their co wives, are mutaras, are allowed to undergo Yibu. Nizgarshu, so it says more, let's analyze this. It says, Nizgarshu. Who divorces a woman? Right? It says if the co-wife got divorced, so then you're allowed to leave him on the second one. So who divorces? Loi menu is not that divorces from a live husband. There ain't no divorce from a dead husband, right? Must be mune also from the live husband. So must be you can't do mune after the death of your husband, even if you're Suzoku Gliava. Says Mara Tanya Rabbi Chisa said, Tanya Rabbi Chisa came. Rabbi Chisa said, "Im mianu b'chaya bal tzurasein mutoros." No, this is the way to read the Brisa according to Rabbi Yochanan. If they do mion while their husband's still alive, then their co-wives are permitted to the Yavam because they themselves now retroactively cancel their marriage. Lachamisa about if however they repudiated the original marriage after the husband died, so that's a question whether it works, and the co-wife has to undergo chalitza, not yibum. Rabbi Yudan avoid Rabbi Mitanya. Rabbi Yudan father Rabbi Mitanya said tipater shemesu. We can talk about say the case about a case where the Yavamos the Yevamos died, v'lomianu, and they didn't do miun. The Masnisa Amorah, this price is saying, kol ha'yechol ha'mayin, anytime she could have done miun, v'lomianu, and she didn't do miun, u'mesa, and then she dies, t'arasa choletzes v'lomis yabemes, v'koayim ketzchalitza, not yibum. So it could be an echonami. The truth is, it could be that this price holds, that were the woman, the girl who's susceptible to meal, to survive long enough to do meal, even against her yavam, then it undermines the entire relationship. Here we're talking about a case where she dropped dead prior to capacity to do meal against the yavam, and that's why in that case it's a question. It's not a question. She was at least the rabbanan married. She was the rabbanan married to the guy to this guy. So therefore, her co-wife goes out and is not Misya Bemis, but she needs, of course, Chalitza, because it's only rabbinic prohibition, not a Torah prohibition. Okay? Says the Mare, Amravi Dume. The Dume said, Tapa, Taina, Mes. Afilu Tamar Bekayemis. You can even say something about where the minor church, wife of the first husband is still alive after her husband's death and is waiting around for Yovam. The Potter's a cool case. He says, understand, it's talking about She'ain Sham Yovam Acher Elo Avia. Interesting thing. There are two women who are tzaros, right? And one of them, They're both zochel leivum to Reuven. Reuven is the father of one of these women, right?
Reuven is the father.
Yeah, because Shimon, the deceased husband, was Reuven's brother. You got the case? Reuven, Shimon are brothers.
Yeah.
Shimon married Reuven's daughter.
Okay.
And another wife. Now Shimon kicks the bucket, right?
Okay.
So can Reuven's daughter renounce her minor to renounce her minor's marriage to Shimon and free up her co-wife to be Misya Bemis by her father Reuven?
No.
Okay, she can. That's what it says here. Shecham Yavam El Avia. That's a case where even though normally Beis Hill holds that you can do miun against the Yavam, but not in this case. Can you figure out why? I'm not going to make you work that hard. There, Samar says, you know why? He says, because in order to do Miyun, there's got to be either Ma'ishus, marriage, or Zika, to repudiate. But if the father is the oven, there ain't no Zika. So therefore, she doesn't have what to repudiate. So it's too late. It's over already. She can't repudiate her original marriage, and it exists. And therefore, the co-wife has got the kid chalitza, not yibum. Okay, there's another reason why you have a case of even going to Beis Hillel that you can repudiate the yavam. You still sometimes sometimes it's too late. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah Amar. This is going back to the Mishnah. Actually, it's not even going back to the Mishnah. It's going back to an irrelevant discussion which is just brought down here, Derech Agav. It says in the first paragraph, it talks about when your co-wife is found to be an islandess, right? The co-wife of the deceased is found to be an islandess, so then she exempts the other co-wife from... No, the other way. If one of the co-wives is found to be an islandess, so the other wife is allowed to be Misya Bemis. But since the marriage to the islandess, you know, the barren woman was so not valid, so therefore the Yavama is not considered the other... co-wife, the tzara is not considered to be a tzara's erva, and she can undergo yibum. Okay. So Rabbi Yonah Hemer Mina Erusin. That's only if what preceded preceded was Erusin, because by Erusin, so the marriage to an islandess might be construed to be a mekachtos, right? Because they didn't know improper transaction, because they didn't know she was an islandess. So they didn't know she was an islandess. So therefore. Therefore, it's an invalid marriage, and therefore, it doesn't exempt the erva, the tzara of the islandess, the co-wife, from undergoing yibum, right? Says Rabbi Yosef Marfil Min Asuno, even if he already knows her, because he actually married her fully, and nevertheless stayed married to her, so So it's still not considered to be enough of a bond to prevent the co-wife, who's not an islandist, from undergoing yibum. That's what he says, even they're already married. Machzira Tinyana, when he learned it the second time around, Chazabe Rabbi Yose, Rabbi Yose reneged, and he learned that it's only after Erusin that the islandist does not impede on her co-wife from getting Yibun, because it could still be construed as a Mekach Toz, it's an improper transaction, but now it's already after Nisuin, because then he already knows the score, and nevertheless he may marry her. So he changed his mind. So again, Chazir Rabbi Yossi, Amar Lay. So Rabbi Pinchas said, "V'lo kein af on Rabbi Afil min Nisuin." Even they already underwent full marriage. Nevertheless, the co-wife of the islandist can be Misya Bemes. So I can be nagging now. Amar Lay, so he said, "It's your palm." V'kfiya gabach masber. Did I bang it into your egg with a head with a nail? In other words, so change your mind. Be flexible. I change my mind. And now I say that even if they already had a full blown marriage, since Alice is so not susceptible to Yibum, so therefore her co-wife is allowed to be Misya Bemis. Okay? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zia, could I'm Rabbi Zia said, in front of Imara, yo, so I'm Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosa said, good. What did he say, good? I forgot. 1 second. They say good. About this case of about this case where one co-wife was an islandist and the other was not, and it was even after Nisuin, right? And it should be read like this. Om Rabbi Yosef said, Ad lo yachzor bo, Ad lo yachzor bo. Had he not reneged, in other words, he shouldn't have reneged. He was right that the first time that he said that once they reach full-blown marriage, so then already the islandist is considered to be the true wife of the deceased husband, and therefore his co-wife cannot undergo yibum. Okay?
But if it's a mekach toz, then it's not really a marriage.
Yeah, but once they got past Nisuin and he kept her, so it's not a mekach toz. Between Eris and Nisuin, it could be considered a mekach toz because he might not know yet. Once he knows it and keeps her, so it's not a mekach toz.
How long does he have to keep her until he realizes it's a mekach toz? I mean, you know, it could be...
not past Nisuin. No, you dropped in on the wedding night out of shock that she was an islandist. Yes, then maybe that's a mekach toz. But if he kept her a week longer, you know, then that means, you know, like Yaakov kept Leah, right? He didn't claim mekach toz. He should have claimed mekach toz, right? But if you keep her, it means you accept it. That's what happened here, too. So she was a... this is it's actually fast now, the clock. It's only 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
No, they made it.
Yeah, it's almost
done. Okay. So, in any event, so, is anybody here who didn't talk Marv tonight? Didn't talk?
No.
Okay. So, says Marv, so again, he says it was better, once she's married, it's not Mekach Toz anymore, it's only up to marriage, of course, a reasonable time after marriage, and therefore, once they're fully married to the islandist, the islandist does exempt the co-wife from Yibum. Okay, it's not relevant at all to our discussion here, just out of a continuation of the Suya, which we're quoting from the first parak. Now, says more further, Ilubitum in Asuin, this is the logic, so to underline that. Ilubitum in Asuin below islandist. If you have a, actually it's a question, issue, discussing this. Ilubitum in Asuin, I got a question on you, he says. If you're a daughter, so she exempts the co-wife from undergoing Yibum or Chalitza, right? Be nation is blessed for islandist. So the just because she's also an islandist, that automatically renders the tzara permitted. In other words, his argument is that if after Nisuin, he's still keeping this woman around, even though she's an islandist, it's a valid marriage. Armalay, so he said, no, you're missing my point. I hold, like, the chazara, in other words, the taka, even after Nisuin, an islandist doesn't exempt her co-wife from Yibum. Why is that? Lichori already accepted as being wife. Islandist Kamisha Eina Ba'olam, vis-a-vis Yibum, and islandist doesn't exist. And therefore, the co-wife of islandist gets Yibum. And I'll give you an example, he says. Ilu Shtei Yivamas. Let's say you had two Yivamas. Achas islandist, v'achas islandist, one is islandist, one is not. Uvoi Yovam. And the young comes. V'cholatzla u'ba'olam. And he does chalitza to the islandists, and then as relate or as relations islandists. Shama pater bechaber taklum. Do you think it has any effect on the other co-wife? It has no effect whatsoever, right? Because they're two separate. Because islandists is meaningless. Have an islandist kibushena belongs to islandists. It doesn't. She doesn't exist vis-a-vis the sugya of yibum chalitza. Therefore, she doesn't pater a tzora, even if she's fully married to the deceased husband, as the tzora was. Okay, it says more. Wait a minute. Before you talked about a case where your yavam is your father, and therefore you do mihun in order to repudiate your marriage, in order to allow your co-wife to marry your father. Says where bitom in my NS. How can you have a case where there's a daughter of a alive father and she does mihun? The whole institution of mihun was only invented for a case where there ain't no father. Lord Israel Torain has beaten us out. I gave my daughter to this man. Rabbuna B'Shem B'Shem B'Lodim said, Tipata resolved it, so by Biktana Shisiyo via a woman who was first married up by a father. Then he's gosh, and then she got divorced. Then now she's some Chayavia, now she's like an orphan in her father's life, and she's a free agent, she can marry herself off to whoever she wants. Rabbi Achaya B'Chanina B'Shem Rabbi Shulish Lucky said, Zosmeris, again, it's not relevant to our sugi over here, but over there, where it's talking about in the first parak, it says, that it's not possible. It's a complicated case. But it's not possible that your yavama is your mother-in-law or your grandmother-in-law. Okay, it's not possible to have such a case at all. So, question: where she's going to do yibum? Where she's going to be able to do miyum? Right? Because she was an adult at the time, obviously. That should, because she gave birth to you, right? I mean, she gave birth to your wife. So it says, Gemara, so the must teach us, that a minor can't give birth to locate if that was not the case. So maybe she gave birth to your wife, and then afterwards, let her grow up, or not grow up, the case may be, let her do mihun against her husband, and let her allow then her co-wife to marry her son-in-law as a second wife, of course. So it must be that this Gemara holds that there's no way for a child to give birth, and that's why it's not possible to have given birth and then to have done mihun afterwards. Okay. Kalosus Rabbi Shmuel ben Mianua, however, says the Gemara that mihun can be done even if a woman already gave birth. Even though her son was on her shoulder, because at the time she was married, she was a minor. So even though she grew up, and by the time she's immune, she's already an adult. Never she could do immune at that point. Okay, says Gemara. Period. Rabbi Nuna B'Shem Ravasi said. Rabbi Nuna's name Ravasi said. V'yivama shenaflu lifnei shnei yabmin he must nisa. Now all the mefarshim go crazy trying to understand this. I think I have an explanation here. We have a Yavama who fell before two Yavamin. In other words, everybody agrees that if you have a woman who falls before one Yavam, then it's not an issue. She can do Chalitza against the Yavam. We're talking about where there are two Yavamin, and she wants to do Chalitza, so in that case, she can't do Chalitza. She wants to do Mihun. She can't do Mihun, okay? Why is that? Because each mihun she does is a mihun and half the zika, and that's not good enough. You have to have a full mihun, and she can do a full mihun, right? So it says, Mar, wait a minute. Asa ba, and take out the vav, or don't just ignore it. Asa ba echmen mimer. What if one of the yavamas, one of the yavamas didn't mimer on her? Timoivim mamaro. So now she doesn't have the problem of doing half a mihun. She'll do a mihun against the guy that did mimer to her, right? Timoivim mamaro. Let her do my mihun to the guy that did mimer. But then also she can let her marry someone for the marketplace. Or timoivim mamaro. Even she can do mihun in the mimer. The timoivim nasilach can marry the other brother, right? Because once she does mihun, retroactively she was never married, so she can then marry the other brother, with whom she didn't. Have mimer yet? So,
wait, she's doing mihun on the husband who died.
No, on the
on
brother who does mihun. The brother does mimer.
The brother did mimer.
Right. So that the Gemara says does. Gemara asks why doesn't that work? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Tipater Bromeres EFC Bach. right? In that, so it says the Gemara, he says it's not possible if she intends. She says to the guy that Maimer, I don't want to be married to you. I repudiate your marriage. But we understand that she wants to be married to the other one, right?
And that's not an erevah? The Zika is still there for the brother?
No, that's exactly the point. Were she to do miyun to both, then she can marry either one. But if we know, excuse me, that she wants to do miyun to one to marry the other, yeah, then that's no good, because then she's only doing miyun on half of the Zika, and she can't do that. So Enachnami, we should do miyun on both of them. Say, I don't want to marry not the deceased brother, and neither of you two either, so that would taka be good. The issue is when she does maimer, even she did maimer on one, but then she only is doing miyun on that one side, then that doesn't exempt the other side. Okay? Because, and therefore the miyun is not good, because like it's a miyun, it's a chati miyun, not a full miyun, and therefore it's not going to work. That's what it's saying here. So Tibayat B'yotei B'romer is Iyav Shibach. Rabbi Yehuda B'shem, Rabbi Shimon Yosina B'shem, Rabbi Yosha said, a similar case, it's almost the same thing. Yivam Shinov L'neishnei Yivamim he must be. So Aramish is talking about where she fell from to Yivamim. Also by Echom and Maimer, one of them did Maimer. Timoy L'mamoro, to let her do miyun on the Maimer. V'tinasi L'achiv, and marry the brother. Why can't she do that? Same question as before. Here the Gemara gives a different answer. Shitaka could do that in a case where it was only mimer. But our Mishnah is talking about a case where, or Bryce is talking about a case where the mimer was done via her father. Now, not the first marriage. All the first marriage, the first marriage is very difficult, but the second marriage was done by her father. The mimer was accepted by her father. In that case, zoy nisui Torah, that's a daraisa, and therefore she can no longer do miyun.
Well, if the father's alive, how is she going to do miyun? Oh, because she's married before, and now she's a free agent.
What? Yeah, but so here it really is, even though her father doesn't have the right to marry her off, but it's as if he married her off. That's how I want to learn it. In that case, Chazal didn't allow her to do miyun because her father was involved in her mimer. It's like a Marisayan type thing. Okay, so even since somewhere where her father's involved in Nisui Torah, so therefore we don't let her get away with miyun in this case either. Okay, so in any event, the bottom line is that if she does have two yivamin and she repudiates both, then she can be mined for Zika according to Beis Hillel. And that's our Mishnah, that she can be Mayan Zika with a solo or even double. The case which says you can't do miyun, the bright which says you can't do miyun on Yavama, it's to on Yavam as if she wants, has two Yavama, Yavmin, and she wants to Yibum as miyun on one and not the other, that she can't do, even if she got Mimer from one. The reason that is because one of two, either because ain't Yibum, ain't Miyun L'chati Zika, she can't do Miyun on only half the Zika, which means one and not the other, or because, to tell you about a case where the Mimer was accepted by her father, and it looks like a Daraisa marriage, and therefore she cannot do Miyun in that case. Now getting back to whether you have to do the miyun in front of the husband or not, or in front of basin or not. Or basil be shamai, mice be still show pishon hagamal. So mice with the wife of pishon, the camel driver. Shemianu loch achamim, chamim allowed it to miyun, shalom, it should be in front of. If the husband wasn't present, so we see you don't have to present. Armalan Beishari Shabbat say Bisham Raya, there's a proof. Lefisha Mother Bekfisha. It's talking about, that's a case where he was measuring out buckets, meaning that he was causing losses to his wife's property, to her dowry, and therefore we needed to do an extreme thing, and we allowed that to happen, even though the brother wasn't present. That's why they measured him with a full bucket. The kasha asked, well, wait a minute, so what? Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because somebody is doing something improperly, well, we're matir his wife without proper meal? So it says in Maran Mechitza, Adamas teaches us that even Beshamayot, Abidiyevit, Avra Miyun, I mean, Nisuin, if she does Miyun in a way which Beshamayot normally doesn't approve of, such as she does Miyun even after Nisuin, or in this case, she does Miyun not in front of the Yavam, Bidiyevit, Miyunah, Miyunin, Bidiyevit, the Miyun works even according to Beshamayot. Right, Baba Shere Chaber Ashi said, Maisa Betinoi Kesa, Maisa with a child, she ought to little Chabes Benor, she went out to do wash in the river. So they're very upset at her because she was walking around pizza stick, washing the river, shoals, rolled up sleeves. Armalos, they said, hey, your Arus is walking by. Your fiance is not nice. You can't be undressed. So what did she say? I'm a derech ima v'tinasei lo. May my rotten mother go and marry him. In other words, the mother who married me off to him, right? So it says, bo maisiv nechachoyim, this maisiv came from chachoyim. Brahman said, in miyun gorom yiseh? This is miyun. That's miyun. Even though it wasn't in front of him, wasn't in front of court, that's miyun. Similarly, I'm right, 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 the girl went to buy linen from the linen monger. They said, hey, top eye off. Look, there's your fiance. Amr, she said, Telechi Mavati Nasilo, may my mother go and marry him. Uba Maisin Chachamim, Maiskev Chachamim, Varman said, Ain Lecha Mion Godam Yizeh, there's no greater Mion than that. Tasha Rabbi said, I feel alone, Yichlisa Elito Chavitzin, even though she's going shopping. And her Arus is not walking by. Varman, she says, if she's blowing by, I can't, I don't want my father, my husband, so and so, Ain Mion Godam Yizeh, it's a fine.
She doesn't have to say that in front of two witnesses?
No. Doesn't. In front of two witnesses, but not in front of Beitzin, as they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Now, the more, however, adds the technicality. With Beitzin, Yoshim, Miyun, it sounds like Miyun is a normal everyday occurrence. But does Beitzin actually allow for Miyun? They sit for Miyun? Look at that. Then we say, but if you're in a court, Brach Minsholosh, Vidavik Minsholosh. The three types of court cases you get involved with, and three you should avoid. Hidavik, you should try and engage in chalitza, hetan adorim, right, annulling vows, uvava sholom, and bringing peace between husband and wife. Ubrach and run away mina miunin, because they're afraid later on she's going to regret it. Umliosarim, and never be a guarantor on a loan. And because umlios baal pikadon, and never take an object for safekeeping. Amr Shim Bar Abba, you know why? Leishma Pikaron's name is not object for safekeeping. Ella should be puk dang, come to court. Because no good can ever come of borrowing objects, even for safeguarding. You know, they might eventually end up in court. So we see that Amr Abiyach, and getting back to well, not being guarantor, Amr Abiyach the Bini, he may rafta le reach if you become a guarantor for your friend. And the rest of the post is not brought down here, but it says, in the end of the post, it says, you have stumbled badly. So never accept to be a guarantor. Now, based on Yoshim Yunin, so again, the more I ask, so how where do you ever have basin sitting to be for Miyun? So it says, they're involved in something else. Vasu the command, and the girl came and chapped the rhine and came in front of court. So that's a case where you can have a court sitting in Miyun, which of course Kormi Sham is necessary. But he still says you can't do Miyun outside of court, but Sham says you need to sit in court, and they're sitting in court away for something else. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah. Kinim Astisos, the Mishnah said, V'tinemoyim bo, said the end of the Mishnah, she does Miyun on her husband, V'tinose, and then she waits and she gets married somebody else. Marries Tinose, Hotisore is low. Sounds like you can't get engaged, a fiance, betrothed, why not? Must be a Dhamra as much as us. Avra miyana miyanisuin, how the beshamai miyanua miyanuuneha miyunin. Now, must mean that really she doesn't have to get married, fully married, she get betrothed, right? Of course, once you repudiate marriage, you're going to get betrothed to somebody else. Why does she have to get married? So, as much teachers coming to teach us a drasha, that even if she got remarried fully, she could still do another miyun. And that's what Beshame says, in order to prevent the wedding happening, don't let her get remarried at all until she becomes an adult. Mm-hmm. Push it off until she becomes an adult, right? Because otherwise she can do miyun, and even miyun from a marriage. So we see, even though Beshame says, you can't do miyun after a full-blown marriage, it's only l'chatchila, but the evidence, okay. Rabbi Asher Adarim says, Lerchi says, the Mishnah's telling you there's something else. It's telling us you want to prevent her from doing another miyun, wait till she can make her fully married. You know why? Because kol yetzel nesuah ve'en kol yetzel azrusa. Because people know a woman was fully married, it would be scandalous for her to do miyun then, even though she can. People, it's not so scandalous for her to do miyun after erusin. Yichol yishol atminat zuah v'loy malon itarasti. A woman can lie and said, I was never affianced. Ve'en yichol atminat zuah v'loy malon asasi. When you can't lie, it's harder to hide never to and say you were never married or never nesuin. We're going to go a couple of minutes weiter. So, because we started a little bit late. Ezi Ketana. What's a Ketana she took in mind? that she can do miyun. Her mother or brother married off with her agreement. What if they married off and she was kicking and screaming all the way down to the chuppah and it's a chomayin? She doesn't have to do miyun. It's not about marriage. Rabbi Chinam Atikas Omer, Kolti Noikas, who was married off, She'eni Cholish Mar Kiddushah, she was married off so young, she doesn't even know how to keep the ring on her finger. And it's Yitzchak Lamayit, she doesn't have to do meal. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ein Maisa Ketan El Kemefuta, even if it is a marriage, the Maisa Ketan is only as if she's seduced. Bas Yisrael Koyim, she's a Bas Yisrael married off the Koyim, Lotocha B'chumah, she can't eat Truma. Bas Koyim Lisov, she's a Bas Koyim, who's married Yisrael, Shtocha B'chumah, she can't eat Truma. So in other words, even though he holds you need Miun, but don't regard it as a full marriage, don't make that mistake. Ez L'daita, what's considered to be L'daita? Of a L'ganon, if you make her a Chuppah, U'mabishin L'ak, who's merely put on jewelry, U'makrin L'gvar, you say you're going to get married to a man. But the Karmine says, what if you put on her jewelry and took her to the chuppah and didn't tell her about the man? Then she doesn't need miyun, because she didn't consent. So you need even a little bit of consent by this girl. Okay? As for Machu, looking at the Chanim ben Atigus, the Arba Chanim ben Atigus, says, well, yes. Mimad Amar B'yochan B'yochan said, Ezi Ketana, she it should be a Cholil Yitzkarish. What's a Ketana who can get divorced? How old should she be? Koshni in Lagot, Nosin Lagita, V'dover Acher Imo, Eitam, you give her a get and something else. And she can produce it later on, that means she's old enough to get divorced. Now, again, Ephraim says, based on the Bavli, he says that the Rabbi Yochanan says, holds you can get married to for the purposes of Miun when you're younger than the age at which you can get divorced. But you have to be even older if you're a woman on your own, a minor on your own, who's getting married. So you only get married to Rabbonan when you're a little bit older than that. So the youngest age of marriage for a girl is, of course, if her father's married her off, it's from a day old. If her mother and brother married her off, they get married off, that's the next age. For her to get to be old enough to get divorced means she has to be able to watch her get, that's the next stage. For her to be old enough to marry herself on her own, the Rabbanan, that's the next stage, right? So it's three stages. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says here. So that argues on Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, because Rabbi Chiya says, Chanina ben Tignos. So Chanina says she can only get married for the purposes of Miun when she's at the age where she can also marry herself off, which is a higher age, right? So it must be if Rabbi Yochanan is saying that there's an age at which she can get divorced, right, which is the younger age, of course, than the age she can marry herself off, and that's the and by that time, that time she get divorced. And it must be that he has more gradations than Chanina ben Tignos does, and Mistami also argues and holds that Miun can take place at a younger age as well. Okay? Reb Lezer Emay Tzaktana Klum. That which is done by Ketana does not valid at all. And Ozakulam Tziyos means not a marriage. She can't. He doesn't get anything she finds. Lo Maizadeh, nor any handiwork. Lo Afrena Duran, she can't. You can't annul her vows. If it's not his wife at all. But miyun is required. Rabbi Shulman, no. It's a rabbinic marriage. Zakim tziyos, anything she finds, he keeps. Umay sedet, any handiwork. Uvafin her dorea. And so she can annul her vows. Kilu ishtel chol dover. As if it's his wife. Elishiyetzim any miyun. The only thing is that it's not his wife and that she can repudiate the marriage. Omer Yeshua said, Chizati Okomidas Chomi went through all the logic of the rabbis. V'lomatzasi Adam Shemidas Oshavi Ketana. I didn't find a person whose logic makes sense by Ketana. Chutzimidas Rabbi Elezer, except for what Rabbi Elezer said, which makes sense, which is that a Ketana can't get married. Elishua Omer, it should be Yaitis Menim Yunin. The only thing which he said is that you require Miun, but it makes sense to say that it's not a marriage at all. Amr Avarvah said, Maisa b'imo shu Rabbi Elezer shayisa dochekes bo. Rabbi Elezer's mother pushed him, laseisis basachosel, to marry his niece. Foyoyim Elo, who was an orphan. Foyoyim Elo, he didn't want to do it, Rabbi Elezer said, biti lechi nasi, it's also brought down the Bavli. He said, go marry somebody else, I don't want to marry you. Now, Achamar Elo, but his niece told him, harein is shivcha lecha, lirchotz raglei avdei adoni. No, I would rather be your maidservant than anybody else's wife. So he was forced to marry her. But she was a minor who had no father. So Abichen Kinsa, even though he married her, consistent with the Shita, it's not a true marriage, Velohi Kira, Achi Vish Tesaris, he did not have actual relations with her until she had two hairs. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.